Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most procedurally generated podcast network.
Hey everyone, we're running a listener survey for our network to work out what you'd like us to focus on. So, if you've ever wanted a say in the kind of things we do across the network, now's your chance. Thanks in advance and check the show notes for the link to the survey.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, would Mary Poppins be good for your kids?
Spoonful of sugar.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Some M. Poppins.
M. Poppins.
M. Pop.
So first of all...
Ms. Pop.
Ms. Pop.
Yep.
Recall me. Mm. Do they know Mary Poppins come from the sky?
Here's
my question, I guess. So we have two beautiful children.
Yes.
Two beautiful, pale British children.
Jackson,
yeah.
Cass, and I.
Uh-huh.
Fathered and mothered two beautiful children between the three of us.
We did.
It's, biological.
Yeah.
We're not sure how it worked, but it did.
But it did, and here we are.
Yep.
And we love our children, but they're a handful, and we've got to work at the bank or whatever.
I have to go to the bank and, do I have a wife?
Yes. We all have a wife.
Yeah.
No, really?
Yeah, there's a wife in that film.
I thought we were the husbands and wives.
Yeah, me too, but I guess... Are we including the father and mother of the children from the film in our big polyamorous relationship? Because there's a husband and wife. There's a crotchety old dad and a mama.
Bank.
Yeah.
What does mama do?
I think she just hates the kids. No, she works as well, I'm fairly sure.
How modern.
Yeah, I know. Let me find out. Mr. Banks, that's the dad.
Oh, hang on, does he work at a bank or is his name Mr. Banks?
I think he also works at a bank.
That's lazy.
Yeah, that's lazy fucking writing, boy.
Tell me about this man, Banks.
Bank,
what?
Mr. Bank, work at a bank.
It's like, just work with bank.
George Banks, the easily distracted Glynis Johns as Winifred Banks, the easily distracted wife of George Banks and the mother of Jane and Michael. She's depicted as a member of Emmeline Pankhurst's Votes for Women's Suffragette movement.
Oh, okay. So she's busy.
She's busy. She's a good sort. She's a good sort.
So we talked a lot of shit. So basically, I don't know if you remember, but the introduction you get to Mary Poppins is, it's very windy.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Banks has been like, I want a stern nanny to look after my shithead kids. So he's like, no nonsense nannies. Then you get a lot of very stern, which...
That's right. They come to the door.
And also, that's very on brand for us. I hate my kids and I want them to suffer.
Daddy, shut up.
Oh my God.
That's it. Bring in the old lady nannies.
Can't you go sweep a chimney like all the other kids your age?
Yeah. Don't make me not Oliver Twist you, the other one. Please, sir, I want some more.
That's Oliver Twist.
Oliver Twist you. Orphan you. I'll die.
I'll jump off a fucking building.
I'll do that right now.
You'll be an orphan and you'll be... Fagin will make you a pickpocket. Does that sound fun?
No, it
sounds... Dad, who's Fagin? We're going to get you a stern nanny.
Yeah.
Do the kids suck or are they just neglected?
They're just neglected. Fine, kids. There's nothing wrong with them, really. He just, look, Mr. Banks believes in a firm hand, you know?
But not one that he has to use.
No, he's also lazy, so he needs a firm nanny.
So a whole bunch of very sour-faced old ladies.
Old crones. The door.
Bring in the crones!
Oh, Cass, JD, there's a whole bunch of old crones here. Why?
Yeah, I ordered them in. We want the sourest lemon lady.
Okay, Cass wants you in for some reason. Jackson, they're the nannies. What?
And then what happens is they're introduced and they all suck.
Yeah.
And then...
Why do all these lemon women suck so hard?
G'day, my name's Beatrice and I love hitting children and smoking darts.
Now, well, we'll have no darts smoking under this
roof. Oh, fuck me, dead. Next one's like, Petunia. I love making fruit tarts and refusing to talk to children.
Well, that's going to be a solution and a problem. A solution to my lack of fruit tarts.
And then finally, I guess we've got Joan.
Yeah.
I just hate children. I picked up this job because I hate kids.
Who are all these women?
Nannies.
No, let her finish. Let her finish.
Got a kid? I hate it.
I think
hire
so.
Me. Anyway, so then what happens in the film is a big gust of wind comes. So yeah.
Where was she before?
She's in space.
Yeah, dude, literally Mary Poppins comes from the sky and we remember that. But what we don't remember is the fact that the old women are blown away.
Oh my God.
This
is clearly the superior nanny. That's my thinking. If I see one nanny bowl over the other nannies like bowling pins, that's the better nanny.
Oh, so, she wants it more. No, okay.
She's thirsty. Hungry.
So when someone cuts you off in traffic, you're like, oh, they wanted it more.
That's
not on
it.
Me. That's for them.
Yeah, absolutely. So then Mary Poppins comes in.
Yep.
The kids love her.
Yep.
She interviews quite well.
Do they love her or do they just not know what to do with her?
I
feel like everyone doesn't know what to do.
With Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
With them pops. Yeah, well, I think because she's like, I'm stern, I'll be good with the kids. And, you know, we're out of nans at this point, so we might as well pick Mary Poppins.
Yeah,
the kids know that she is magic straight off the bat.
How do they figure that out? How come we didn't figure that out?
The children make a fake advertisement, or a real advertisement.
That's right, and they put it in the chimney.
Mr.
Banks tears it up. And she collects it using her dark magic.
Yeah, her evil witch powers.
Yeah.
And then she's like, here, I found this advertisement. Ha 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 ha.
I tore this up. You're a witch.
And he's like, I tore this up. I don't understand you, so I respect you.
I fear trying to get further information about this. Mm. Welcome to my home.
Well, Mr. Banks is just like, I tore that up. Welcome to the job.
Well, if she's good at repairing this, then by God, she's probably going to darn a good pair of socks.
That's going to consume me. We're going to be lying in our big five-person bed. And I'm going to be like, I tore up that right in front of the kids, and she, I don't know how she did that. I don't know who she is, but let's let her with the children.
Oh, that's that Play Games All Sorts song.
Yeah? How does that one? That's not one of the ones I can remember from Mary Poppins.
It's the one because they write... It's like, if you want to be
that's right. That's a great song.
This one's like, never be cross or cruel, never give us foster oil or gruel.
What is foster oil?
I don't know. I might
kids
not
needed
remember
it back
the,
then. No, you're right.
I watched it when I was young.
Yeah. Okay, so. Yes?
That song's so cute.
I just
think the last line is a hurry nanny, many thanks. Jane and Michael Banks, they signed the letter in the song.
Bless their sweethearts. I love our children.
Yeah, I hate our husband and wife.
Me too. We shouldn't have married them.
Jackson Banks, Joel Banks, Cass Banks, Mr. Banks and Mrs. Banks.
Oh, and that's the thing as well, because when they're writing the letter, one of the things they have in there is playing games all sorts. And then as he's like, for whatever reason, he's furious. And he's like, oh, so you want someone who's kind to you? Play games all sorts. And he says
that
is tearing it up.
He kind of joins the song in unintentionally.
Yeah.
Mm. That's good.
Do you reckon he'd be upset if he found out that they were singing a nice song and he accidentally joined in?
Yeah, I think he'd be cut.
He'd be cut. Yeah, okay.
Do we sleep in a separate bed to them? Like, still all of us in a bed, but like...
Yeah, of course. Yeah, so it's a double bed. They've got a queen-size bed
yeah.
with Mr. and Mrs. Banks, and we got a double bed, and it's us three.
Yeah,
sorry,
good.
Hang on.
Yes.
I thought we were Mr. and Mrs. Banks.
No.
Well, yes.
Well, we did too, but then you confused us and added Mr. and Mrs. Banks.
So we just rolled with it.
So now there's five of us. But clearly we're having marital difficulties and we're sleeping in separate bedrooms.
No, we're having marital success. Look how good we're doing. We've got so many wives.
What?
We've that got is
one.
True.
Well, me and Jackson have two. You've got one.
Yeah, but Cass has three husbands.
Yeah.
I've Thrusbins three.
Yeah, Thrusbins three. That's a new song in this now. You get to sing a song called Thrusbins three.
Oh, feed the birds. Thrusbins are back.
Okay, so what are the games that Mary Poppins is playing with our children?
Negging. Well, she negs them. She negs them so hard right off the bat. She gaslights and negs.
Yeah, that's true. Let's assume, because there are songs sung in the house, let's assume we can overhear these.
Okay.
A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
Also, Mary Poppins hires herself, but then gaslights Mr. Banks into thinking that he did it.
That's, I would be convinced.
Yeah,
we'd all get tricked because she's confident.
She's like, you hired me. I'd be like,
okay.
I don't remember doing that, but okay.
I thought I tore up this. I guess I didn't.
I suppose not.
You have the job.
Mysterious
Sorry.
Woman.
So, yeah.
Live in my house. Sorry.
Straight off the bat,
yeah.
Cleans their room with magic, spoonful of sugar.
Spoonful of sugar. What do we think that song's about?
Well, I would take it as literal sugar, but it is the old time, so I don't know sugar is bad for you.
Oh, that's true.
I know sugar is something fun that we got from the colonies.
I like to imagine as she's singing that song, I'm in the kitchen and I've got like a big tub of sugar that I'm eating with a spoon. And I'm like, right, you are, Mrs. Poppins.
I like go to have a cup of tea and I'm like, can I have some of that?
No! I'm a nightmare with the sugar.
You only need a spoon. You're going to get ants.
Our house is full of ants, I guess.
I just want one spoon.
You can have a teaspoon of sugar. I'm eating the rest like cereal.
So, straight off the bat, you eating sugar like cereal aside.
Yeah.
So the kids, like, are these events going to be good for the children? They witness magic straight away.
That's
not too.
Well, see, that's my main worry for these kids.
Yep.
Because I don't think you can grow up normal if you witness magic as a child.
I think that seeing someone use, like, magic brooms and stuff, like, that's...
That's a lesser kind of magic.
Well, it's not as traumatizing. That's a bit childhood wondery, and as you grow up, you just assume that it was your brain being cooked.
Yeah.
But the second thing she does is she uses her magic to transport the group into one of a fella's drawings.
Yeah, this is where Dick Van Dyke comes in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bert.
Hello, I've got the worst Cockney accent anybody's ever had. That's crazy.
Get in me fucking drawing, right?
Oi, governor, get in me fucking drawing, yeah?
Right you are.
I'm in a one-man band!
Welcome to the cartoon world.
In cartoon world, I've got no soot on me whatsoever, but do you know I'm filthy otherwise?
There was an absurdly high amount of testicular cancer sufferers amongst those that cleaned chimneys. Think about that next time you watch Mary Poppins.
And don't forget to catch me, Dick Van Dyke, on the Dick Van Dyke Show. Hoo-ha! I'm Al Pacino now.
We like watching Mary Poppins go out to the park and just start talking to a drifter with her kids, and we're like, that's nice.
No, we're not watching her do anything. We're going to work and... or staying in bed. Something else is happening. Mary Poppins takes the kids and we're like, oh, thank fuck.
Oh, my God. I hate those kids.
She also then, okay, they go into a drawing. They come out of the drawing. She fucks off with Bert. The kids are on a carousel.
In the drawing realm?
No.
Daddy, I spent time in the drawing realm.
So I reckon, okay, with the spoonful of sugar one, I reckon Joel's spot on. So, like, I would say spoonful of sugar overall, bad for the kids, but we don't know. We think it's good for the kids because we're like, they're
much
finally
like
doing
the
their chores. Yeah. They're going to have their medicine because they eat sugar. We don't know sugar's bad. In reality, sugar, no good for you. Every time they have to do something bad, if they're going to be like, oh, I get to eat sugar.
Yeah. When we are old in our beds and our kids have diabetes, we'll think back to this moment.
But we don't know why. We're old by that point. But the magic thing, I reckon you're spot on. I reckon it can go one or two ways. Either they grow up being like, no, magic exists, and dedicate their lives trying to find it. They become so obsessed because they're either at the age where they're like, oh, I live in a world with magic now. Magic sometimes happens. I can't do it, but it'll happen.
It's a reality.
And they might wait for it. But then as they grow up, they're like, oh, she probably, you know.
It was probably my child brain.
Yeah, she probably like did tricks or whatever. But it got me to clean my room. I'm glad she did it. What a fun memory. I'll just leave it as it is. Or they're old enough that they're like that curious age where they're obsessed with trying to find and recreate it. So the memory stays really, really strong. Mm.
Yeah, because that's what I always think. And it's very true with the supercalifragilisticexpialidocious adventure in the cartoon realm, is that that will always be the peak of their life. Nothing you do will ever be better than going to a cartoon world. And that's a big claim, but it's just because that's, you know, traveling to an alternate... It's like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of another movie where kids go on a magical adventure.
Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Yeah, same thing. Those kids are they're not traumatized, but they're ruined as people, you know? Yeah.
Sorry, I apologize. Before I claimed that Bert and Mary fucked off and just left the kids, no, they all were still in the cartoon realm at that point.
Okay,
so
that's good. Safe.
But something else crazy happens in there.
Yeah, she created a pocket dimension for the children, so it didn't really matter what she did. The penguins can't hurt them.
Yeah, that's true.
But
you can't die in cartoon realm.
No, well, maybe if you die in cartoon realm, you die in real life, because... There's a horse race. Great. No, there's a fox hunt.
Yeah.
Which they rescue the fox from.
Okay.
If it doesn't matter, then why?
Yeah.
Also, why imagine it? Unless Bert drew it.
Nah, I reckon it's to teach the kids a lesson about helping those less fortunate.
Okay.
And then they have a horse race and Mary Poppins wins it.
that's because she likes...
She's flexing on the
she
kids.
She always flexes on the kids like that when she takes their measurements. Oh, no. Yeah. She gets there, she opens her magic Mary Poppins bag.
Yeah.
She takes lampposts and stuff out of it, and the kids are like, what? And they're like checking out on the table, like, oh my God, this is amazing. So she's being like, hi, I'm powerful, respect me. Then she takes their measurements, negs them with their measurements, and then they're like, well, what does yours say? And hers is practically perfect in every way, nicer script.
That's right. She, I don't know if I like this Mary Poppins. Hey, can we ever get in her bag? Like,
as we the adults, like, we're like, some of that bag.
I'm climbing in.
Is she just, like, well-versed in creating pocket dimensions?
I think that's, like, kind of Mary Poppins' only power. Although, later on, she goes and visits that fella, and they go to the upside-down house, if you'll recall, where they hang out on the roof.
Tea on the ceiling?
Tea on the ceiling, exactly. That's not Mary Poppins, but perhaps that's just another wizard she knew. Maybe her only ability is creating pocket dimensions. Although, wasn't that one Dick Van Dyke made? Didn't he make the pocket dimension?
Well, he's made the drawing and then she jumped in.
Okay. Yeah, she might be making the pocket dimension because the umbrella is what makes her fly, so that's just a magic item.
Yeah, that's true. So that's
bag not... also magic.
Yeah.
Unless she's created a pocket dimension inside the
Does bag. Mary Poppins have any inherent powers
she
whatsoever?
She jumps in a fucking drawing, yes!
Actually, no. Let's look at this because...
Also, spoonful of sugar. We just spoke about it, Jackson.
Oh, right, yeah. That's right. I forgot about the spoonful of sugar. It's like, the bag could be magic. Dick Van Dyke could be a wizard.
Yeah.
We're going to try and be like, so Mary Poppins could be magic, but no, that's crazy. What if everything else is actually magic? Because if we're going to go that, sure, I'm on board again.
Mary Poppins just happened to find magic brooms in the bank's house and was like, this is lucky. Like, she's a con woman. That's what's happening here.
I reckon that's good. Teach the kids that you can't trust.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your dad works for a bank. He wasn't going to tell you.
If your kid came home and was like, I went into a pocket, like a cartoon realm. Would you believe them?
No, there's no way.
Yeah.
Because you work at a bank.
But if you said Mary Poppins saved a fox from a fox hunt and then we watched her race horses and she won.
I would still not believe them.
Oh, I'd assume they had an imagination game.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, what is magic if not imagination games turn real?
Wait, is this whole movie all in the children's mind?
They go to bed and wake up, so that's a lot. Maybe. And also, if they imagine something that happens towards the end of the film, I'm concerned about our children.
Yeah.
They've witnessed some dark things.
Yeah, the movie does take a turn.
Wait, what's the dark turn?
So remember that you get introduced to a character whose father died laughing himself to death at a joke, and then the kid ends up being like, oh man, he's not actually like a kid. He's like, makes peace with it because it's the only time he's ever seen his father happy.
That's grim. If my child imagined that, I'm like, you're write that down. you got a knack for this.
If our kid came home and said that, I'd be like, I'm not angry.
Yeah.
But I'd be like, we need to revisit this in 10 years. I need to check in with you at a lot later time.
I think I would be like, Mary Poppins made our kid goth and I'm not here for it. She's out. And now a quick word from our sponsors.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Also, plumbing is fine, I guess, but did you know that we produce at least 8 other podcasts? Like, maybe you wish we'd cut it with the superhero bullshit and instead take a long, hard look at our feelings. And also, maybe you wish Joel Dusher and Jackson Bailey weren't around to distract everyone. Well, if this sounds like you, then why not head to sanspantsradio.com and search for Why Am I Sad? A mental health podcast that's far better than it has any right to be. At what point do you fire her? Have you fired her at any point? No? All right.
Well, we're not present for anything she does.
I suppose nothing untoward really has happened so far.
And I think if they're coming home being like, oh, a man laughed himself to death, but at least he smiled, I'd be like,
that's weird.
That's
to
a
say.
Weird thing to say, but I okay. don't have to deal with
Mr.
my children.
Bang. Okay, so the person who dies, yeah. I remembered that happened, but I couldn't remember the connections.
Yeah.
Mr. Banks tells his boss the joke, and his boss is the one who dies.
Mr. Banks killed a man.
What?
With laughter.
The bank manager.
Mr. Banks needs a Mary Poppin'. That's intense. Is that why Mr. Banks is such a dour old goat? Because he's like, I'm too powerful.
He cheers up later on after that happens.
What?
He kills a man and then feels good. So he tells a joke, the guy doesn't get it, and then he mulls over it and then starts laughing yeah. and then flies away. And then you find out later that he died laughing.
That's incredible. Now, what about the song
We haven't even got there yet.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
Jeez Louise.
So what's after Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
That's where we meet Odd Uncle Albert, who...
lives on the roof.
Floated up in the air because if you... This is all where coming the together. Ending comes into play at first as well.
Yeah.
Has floated up in the air because of his uncontrollable laughter.
Okay.
They join him for a tea party on the ceiling and tell jokes.
Hey, in the tea party on the ceiling, does the tea fall out? What's the go there?
No, I think gravity's super reversed then. So I think everything...
That's good. That's good to know. Yeah, cool. I just needed to double check. That's all. I know there's a song about a guy on the steps of the bank. They see him in a snow globe.
Yeah.
It's very sad.
She says that's the bird lady, isn't it?
I don't know. Maybe.
Feed the birds, tuppence a bag.
Yes. Feed the birds, tuppence a bag.
That's the next song. That's the next bit.
Feed
but yeah.
the birds,
Mr. Banks notices that everyone's real happy in the house and he fucking hates it. So and then he's like, Mary Poppins, I will fire you.
That needs to be a house meeting.
But, quote, she manipulates him into taking the children to his workplace, the bank, instead.
Okay. Do we get to go the husbands and wife of Mr. Banks?
Yeah, I reckon we do. That's what happens good. At the bank? I remember every part of this film except for the ones involving the dad.
They take the kids to meet Mr. Dawes Sr. and his son, Mr. Dawes Jr.
Yeah.
Mr. Dawes aggressively urges Michael, who I assume is Mr. Banks.
No, Michael's, one of the kids.
Kid. Oh. Jane and Michael Banks.
You don't know
Banks.
Your own children's
names.
Oh, my
God. Oh, I'm sorry.
It makes me sick.
For some reason, I had Jane and James in my head.
That's a better name. We'll rename them.
Yeah, we'll rename them. They're young enough that we can.
Mr. Dawes is like, Michael, invest a tuppence in the bank and steals his coins. Michael demands them back. Other customers overhear the conflict and they all be demanding their money bank, causing a bank run.
What do you think happens? Michael, Mr. Banks is like, Michael, invest your tuppence. I'm going to be saying, Michael, hide your tuppence in a sock under your bed. Mm. You got any suggestions for Michael?
I think...
Swallow it.
I think the tuppence, doesn't he keep it because he wants to give it to the bird lady?
Yeah.
So Mary Poppins, through negging and lies, has taught the kids to be kind to them. Oh my God, is she nice? I thought she was mean the whole time.
What, Mary Poppins?
Yeah.
No, she's just stern.
She's stern, but she...
She's strict. She's the definition of strict but fair.
But she's so... Everything she teaches them is like, be friends with... Because they're so wealthy.
Yeah.
She's like, be friends with a chimney sweep.
Mary Poppins...
Do you know how they have the highest rate of testicular cancer among any group?
And then Dick Van Dyke's in the back, oh, it's fucked, ain't it?
It's true. It's something to do with the fact that the soot collects in the folds of the testicle. It was a real problem during the Industrial Revolution. Look it up!
When the internet's invented, it will become far easier for you to fact check this. But if you head to Wikipedia, presumably there is a controversies tab under chimney sweeps and it'll have child
there
abuse.
There will be.
But also testicular cancer.
It was a real problem. Cancer was known as the chimney sweeps illness for a while. Testicular cancer, that is. Thanks for listening.
Testicles the size of grapefruits. That's all I'm saying.
It was no life at all.
Yes, Cass?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was just enjoying that. I just realized, like, oh, no, Cass, you're at work. You're not talking. You're having too nice a time.
So Michael fucks this bank.
Yeah.
I don't know if you... Do you guys know what a bank run is?
No.
So, okay, in the older days, basically, if people thought a bank was going to close because it wasn't like a chain and stuff like that, everyone would withdraw their money.
Oh, yeah.
Which if the bank wasn't going to close and they panic and do that, then all of a sudden the bank has no money. So then the bank does close because...
Self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
Great depression.
Did they get their dad fired?
wow.
Oh, my God. Mary Poppins. Oh, what? Oh, she's... No, I like her. So he's like, you're going to get fired. And she's like, I'm going to get fired? Maybe take your kids to the bank. And he's like, fine, I'll take my kids to the bank. And then she's like, yeah, I'm going to get fired. Yeah, your kids are going to ruin your job. Wait.
Do you think Mary Poppins is trying to take down the, like, she's kind of like a, not a terrorist, but like she's trying to take down the bank from the inside.
What?
Worm your way into a wealthy family. You know, like, I don't know. Sus of her now.
Is she Eat the Rich? Does Mary Poppins say eat the rich? She's like, magic is free. I have it. I have all of it. Things like height are not... Oh, she's trying to dismantle like different class structures. So things like height,
but
she removes.
But
yeah,
unfortunately, at the end of the film, due to the consequences of all of these actions, Mr. Banks gets hired back in a higher position.
Okay. So she fucked up.
Oh, but then she leaves.
Yeah, Mary
She's
Poppins
like,
cooked
nah,
it.
I cooked it.
Cooked it. Smell you later, kids.
And then, like, 30 years later, she comes back anyway.
So. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, there's
she
a
does.
She's,
yeah,
she's returned.
Mary Poppins returns. She looks like Emily Blunt now. That's weird. Yes.
So far, is Mary Poppins good for our kids?
At this point, no.
What?
Also, bad for our kids, worse for us at this point.
Yeah. I'm going to say, as me, Cass, I'm like, yes, Mary Poppins, dismantle class from the inside.
Absolutely.
Remove all physical attributes, save testicular cancer patients.
Absolutely.
Feed the birds for a tuppence a bag. Don't invest. Spend your money on food.
Burn the bank to the ground.
But me as the parent, no. I live comfortably.
Yeah, but is Mr. Banks bankrolling all of us? Like, are we?
Yeah, there must
be. Wow, how are we doing well? We got a big house, guys. Like a big household.
Yeah, he works for the bank.
Yeah, I suppose he's wealthy enough to fund all of our lives. I suppose so.
So we want to keep that? We want to keep that.
Absolutely. No, I just wasn't sure if we also had, like, careers.
We're suffragettes, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. The four of us are suffragettes.
Yeah.
That wasn't...
No, the wife was. I just wasn't sure if we were.
Oh,
As like our job. Like the wife, I don't think works. I mean, like
she does really important work. It's just unpaid.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll all be suffragettes, and Mr. Banks is funding our lifestyles.
Well, not anymore.
Not anymore. So sad.
So at this point, you're probably like, oh, yeah, there's heaps of the film to go or whatever. Yeah. Heaps of Mary Poppins lessons.
Yeah. That's it?
I shook my head. There's a few things that happen, but it's not really Mary.
Okay.
So kids run away from the bank because it's basically a riot.
That's fair.
They get lost in the East End, and then they run into Bert, the homeless man with the heart of gold and the balls full of testicular cancer, because he's now a chimney sweep.
Yeah. Chim-chimney-chim-chimney-chim-chim-chiroo.
Oh, yeah. And then he teaches the kids about the joy of chimney sweeping.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you're unsafe, kids. Don't worry. Me and my friends will take care of you.
Yeah.
We're chimney sweeps. Let me tell you about the cancer.
Yeah, we get the highest rate of testicular cancer at the time.
That's a great dance sequence. It's They're really like in good. And out of chimneys.
Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim chiro.
They fall into the bank's house. House fills with soot. Mr. Banks caught.
Don't you know? That's dangerous.
And then also he gets a phone call from his employers and he remains cut.
Yeah.
He then talks to Bert. And this is important because I think that this is probably the only thing
Mary Poppins has done that's no
needed,
good.
No, the opposite. I think this is probably the only positive thing that actually happens, which then results in the positive ending.
Yeah.
Minus the, you know, Bert's like, spend time with your children because they will not be children forever. They will grow up.
That's true. That's great advice. So, but that's not Mary Poppins. That's not M Pops.
No, it's not M Pops. And then Michael gives his tuppence to his dad in hopes of making amends.
Aww. Oh,
that's sweet. But kid, that's not enough.
No, but then he knows like that. That's like a moment for the dad to be like, oh no, you are recognizing what you think I value more than anything.
Well, that's true.
You think this is really good and this will help me because it's money. Uh-oh.
I like that we've just learned the lesson of Mary Poppins. Like, we're like, is Mary Poppins good for our kids? And the film obviously establishes that yes. And we're like, whoa, Mary Poppins is good for our kids. I still think no.
She's good for the kids because she's good for the dad. And she's like, I guess that's, Bert's job.
Yeah.
But
Mary Poppins has done nothing. I am against her. I say we fire her before she leaves.
Well, Mr. Banks then goes to the bank where he's given a cashering. Cashering?
I don't know.
It's the military. It's a word. It means like, it's pretty much like a degradation ceremony.
What, they spank
him? No, it's more like you fucked up and everyone's really disappointed.
He gets a telling off.
Yeah, and then he gets dismissed. He then says supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, kind of out of frustration, tells a joke and fucks off.
Yeah.
And then is happy for some reason.
But then he gets his job again at a better bank.
So he said that to his boss. His boss is like, what the fuck was that joke? Yeah.
What are you saying?
And then he's like, what?
Oh, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Oh, that's pretty funny. I'm off to space.
Does he get his good job because he kills the person whose job he takes?
Yes. That's a confusing lesson. Well, Mary Poppins.
He doesn't get that job, but the person he kills.
Oh, it all shuffles up?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay. But he was fired.
Yep. Anyway.
Oh, the person underneath him is like, oh, well, look, you killed him. I owe you one.
Which is his son.
Yeah, okay. That's confusing.
So wow.
Dawes Sr. dies. Dawes Jr. hires Mr. Banks as a junior executive. Yeah.
Wow, that is a wild ending to Mary Poppins.
Do you ever hear things like that and you're just like, I can't take a lesson from this. I'm not going to.
It's
not good if I try and think about this.
I refuse to learn from this film.
Well, sometimes something happens and you just have to be like, I'm going to accept that it happens and I'm not exploring it.
So it says the next day the wind changes, meaning Mary Poppins must leave. She's only been there for like 3 days.
Wow.
That's a lot of damage in three. She killed a man.
In 3 days.
Indirectly.
All right. So what are we going to, what?
And then Mr. Banks is found at his home, fixing his kid's kite, taking the family out to fly it. In the park, the Banks family meets Mr. Dawes Jr.
Yeah.
Who reveals that his father died laughing from a joke. Although initially sorry. That's.
Oh, yes.
Later he was like, no, you know what?
Actually, I think it was fine.
Yeah, I think I'm okay.
Although initially sorry, Mr. Banks soon becomes happy for him, since Mr. Dawes Jr. had never seen his father happier in his life.
So Mr. Banks is like, you should be happy. This is good. My dad's dead. Yeah, but he was laughing.
Oh, like someone's like, I was like, oh, bro, you used to work for us. Yeah, my dad died last night. It's like, oh, I'm sorry. It's like, yeah, laughing at a joke. So it's like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, no, it's the happiest I've ever seen him. And he's like, you're welcome.
You know what? I'm going to...
Do you want to hire me back on? I actually killed your dad.
I'm going to
recontextualize
this. Imagine you've been invited, like you come home and your wife and a man are sitting on a couch and they both look upset.
Yeah.
And then your wife's like, I've been having an affair with this man. Oh my God.
Hello, sir.
Why did you bring him?
Well, it's important because then you're like, what the fuck? And she's like, and then the man is like, I'm so sorry that I've been sleeping with your wife, but don't worry because I have made her come more than she's ever come before. So you should be happy.
That's true.
And then you're like, you know what? I am happy.
Good for
good
you guys.
For her, you know?
God bless. Have a good day.
Yeah. And then you're like, this rules, man. And then you leave happier.
That's crazy.
But like, no, do you know what it is?
Yes. I'm excited for your recontextualization. Yeah.
So
yes,
this is the hi, I'm your wife.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've been
hello, wife.
I've been having an affair with this man.
Oh no.
I've had more cums than I've ever had in my life.
Mm. Okay.
You are now rehired as husband.
Yeah, that's true. You're back.
He's gone.
Out.
Oh, he died.
Like, but okay. Wow. Wow. Mary Poppins has a crazy ending.
And then with her work done, Mary Poppins flies away. Bert bids her farewell, telling her not to stay away too long. The end.
So, was she good for our kids?
I reckon she was good for the kids. At the expense of everything else in the world. like she saw a note that had been torn up by her father who's like, you will not have fun. You will be under my rule of thumb, even though I'm not actually going to be involved in your life. And she's like, that's fucked. No. Comes down and is like, I'm going to make your lives better, kid. She's like, hey, here's some magic. You can recontextualize the magic later. It's fine. Well, I'm just going to give you the nicest few days of your life. And then what's going to happen is your dad will come back into your life. That will be of more meaning to you than anything I've done. So I've given you like happiness and then like a really big burst of it. Like you have a 5-hour energy.
Yeah.
And then you just get like, then you have a cup of tea every single day for the rest of your life.
I feel like she's done good for our kids, but she's left just terrible. In her wake, she's left a lot more trauma.
Oh, yeah. Like, if the question is just, was it good for the kids? Yes. You can't ask any other questions.
Yeah.
It's a yes, but, and the but makes the yes or no.
Oh, yeah. The but is big. She thick.
Thick but.
Yeah.
I would say that is good for the father.
Yeah.
And the good for the father and children relationship.
Has a trickle-down effect on the kids.
But.
Yeah.
In this situation, the kids' parents are us, and that can't be good for the children.
Yo, that's upsetting. No, you're so right. That's so upsetting.
Also, sure, Mr. Dawes Sr. dies.
Mm.
What about everyone else that worked at the bank?
Yeah, absolutely. The bank's still in a lot of trouble.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, they had the bank run.
I think it's crazy as well. So because we are also the parents of these children, Mary Poppins has solved one parent's problem.
Hey, you didn't make us love our kids more again.
Yeah, I still hate my kids. Yeah. So
hey, what? The suffrage movement's still happening. You didn't fix that.
You didn't solve Dick Van Dyke's ball cancer,
my
Mary
balls,
Poppins.
My balls are so fucking big. What accent am I even fucking doing
my
in
here? My balls!
Mamma mia! They're the size of mama's grapefruit. What am I even saying? I'm Dick Van Dyke. Catch me on HBO or whatever. Is he still alive?
Yeah, he was in Mary Poppins Returns.
Oh, is he still playing Bert? Surely?
Yeah.
Yo, you can't
no, he played those. A bank, man. I don't know.
He played the bank. I'm going for a run.
Dick, don't do that. You're old now.
Mary Poppins did 1/5 of the job and left. Bad for the kids. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Joel Dusha.
I've been Cass.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
A spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go round. Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps. And if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Mom.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Summer's just around the corner, so give your body the care it deserves with Osea's best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil. Created by infusing Andaria seaweed in barrels of botanical oils, it leaves skin silky soft and glowing. Plus, it's clinically proven to improve elasticity and deeply moisturize without feeling greasy. It's safe, clean, vegan skincare. Get 10% off your first order at OseaMalibu.com with code GLOW, plus free shipping on orders over $60.